And, in broader terms, our data are concerned with the general expression that objects like ships have been seen to sail close to this Earth at times when the planet Venus is nearest this Earth. September 18, 1895 Inferior Conjunction of Venus. Still in the same period, there were, in London, two occurrences perhaps like that at Donegal. London Morning Post, November 16, 1895 that, at noon, November 15, an alarming explosion occurred somewhere near Fenchurch Street, London. No damage was done, no trace could be found of anything that had exploded. An hour later, near the Mansion House, which is not far from Fenchurch Street, occurred a still more violent explosion. The streets filled with persons who had run from buildings, and there was investigation, but not a trace could be found of anything that had exploded. It is said that somebody saw something falling. However, the deadly explainers, usually astronomers, but this time policemen, haunt or arrest us. In the Daily News, though it is not said that a trace of anything that had exploded had been found, it is said that the explanation by the police was that somebody had mischievously placed in the streets fog signals, which had been exploded by passing vehicles. Observation by Muller, of Nijmegen, Holland, an unknown luminous object that, about 3 weeks later, was seen near Venus, Monthly Notices, RAS, 52-276. Upon the 28th of April, 1897, Venus was in inferior conjunction. In popular astronomy, 5-55, it is said that many persons had written to the editor, telling of airships that had been seen, about this time. The editor writes that some of the observations were probably upon the planet Venus, but that others probably related to toy balloons, which were provided with various colored lights. The first group of our data, I take from dispatches to the New York Sunday April 2, 11, 16, 18. 1st of April, the mysterious light in the sky of Kansas City, something like a powerful searchlight. It was directed toward the Earth, traveling east at a rate of 60 miles an hour. About a week later, something was seen in Chicago. Chicago's alleged airship is believed to be a myth, in spite of the fact that a great many persons say that they have seen the mysterious night wanderer. A crowd gazed at strange lights, from the top of a downtown skyscraper, and Evanston students declare they saw the swaying red and green lights. April 16 reported from Benton, Texas, but this time as a dark object that passed across the moon. Reports from other towns in Texas, Fort Worth, Dallas, Marshall, Ennis, and Beaumont, it was shaped like a Mexican cigar, large in the middle, and small at both ends, with great wings, resembling those of an enormous butterfly. It was brilliantly illuminated by the rays of two great searchlights, and was sailing in a southeasterly direction, with the velocity of the wind, presenting a magnificent appearance. New York Herald, April 11 that, at Chicago, night of April 9 to 10, until 2 o'clock in the morning, thousands of amazed spectators declared that the lights seen in the northwest were those of an airship, or some floating object, miles above the Earth. Some declare they saw two cigar-shaped objects and great wings. It is said that a white light, a red light, and a green light had been seen. There does seem to be an association between this object and the planet Venus, which upon this night was less than 3 weeks from nearest approach to this Earth. Nevertheless, this object could not have been Venus, which had set hours earlier. Professor Hoff, of the Northwestern University, is quoted that the people had mistaken the star Alpha Orionis for an airship. Professor Hoff explains that astronomeric effects may have given a changing red and green appearance to this star. Alpha Orionis as a northern star is some more astronomy by the astronomers who teach astronomy daytimes and then relax when night comes. That atmospheric conditions could pick out this one star and not affect other brilliant stars in Orion is more astronomy. At any rate, the standardized explanation that the thing was Venus disappears. There were other explainers, someone who said that he knew of an airship, terrestrial one, that had sailed from San Francisco and had reached Chicago. Herald, April 12 said that the object had been photographed in Chicago, a cigar-shaped, silken bag, with a framework other explanations and identifications, not one of them applying to this object, if it be accepted that it was seen in places as far apart as Illinois and Texas. It is said that, upon March 29, the thing had been seen in Omaha, as a bright light sailing to the northwest, and that, for a few moments, upon the following night, it had been seen in Denver. It is said that, upon the night of the 9th, dispatches had bombarded the newspaper offices of Chicago, from many places in Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Professor George Hoff maintains that the object seen is Alpha Orionis. April 14 story, veritable observation, yarn, hoax dispatch from Carlinsville, ill that upon the afternoon of the 10th, the airship had alighted upon a farm, but had sailed away when approached cigar-shaped, with wings, and a canopy on top. April 15 shower of telegrams development of jokers and explainers thing identified as an airship invented by someone in Dodge City, Kansas, identified as an airship invented by someone in Brule, Wisconsin stories of letters found on farms, purporting to have been dropped by the unknown aeronauts, terrestrial ones, jokers in various towns, sending up balloons with lights attached, one laborious joker who rigged up something that looked like an airship and put it in a vacant lot and told that it had fallen there, yarn or observation, upon a queer-looking boat that had been seen to rise from the water in Lake Erie, continued reports upon a moving object in the sky, and its red and green lights. Against such an alliance as this, between the jokers and the astronomers, I see small chance for our data. The chance is in the future. If, in April, 1897, extramundane voyagers did visit this Earth, likely enough they will visit again, and then the alliance against the data may be guarded against. New York Herald, April 20, that, upon the 19th, about 9 p.m., at Sistersville, W. Virginia, a luminous object had approached the town from the northwest, flashing brilliant red, white, and green lights. An examination with strong glasses left an impression of a huge cone-shaped arrangement 180 feet long, with large fins on either side. My own general impression. Night of October 12, 1492, if I have that right. Some night in October, 1492, and savages upon an island beach are gazing out at lights that they had never seen before. The indications are that voyagers from some other world are nearby. But the wise men explain. One of the most nearly sure expressions in this book is upon how they explain. They explain in terms of the familiar. For instance, after all that is spiritual in a fish passes away, the rest of him begins to shine nights. So there are three big, old, dead things out in the water. 29. There have been published several observations upon a signal-like regularity of the Barisal guns, which, because unaccompanied by phenomena that could be considered seismic, may have been detonations in the sky, and which, because, according to some hearers, they seemed to come from the sky, may have come from some region stationary in the local sky of Barisal. In Nature, 61-127, appears a report by Henry S. Scher, who investigated the sounds in the years 1890-91. These guns are always heard in triplets, i.e., three guns are always heard, one after the other, at regular intervals, and, though several guns may be heard, the number is always three or a multiple of three. Then the interval between the three is always constant, i.e., the interval between the first and the second is the same as the interval between the second and the third, and this interval is usually 3 seconds, though I have heard it up to 10 seconds. The interval, however, between the triplets varies, and varies largely, from a few seconds up to hours and days. Sometimes only one series of triplets is heard in a day, at others the triplets follow with great regularity, and I have counted as many as 45 of them, one after the other, without pause. In volume 16 and 17, C.L.E.T. Tara, M. van den Broek published a series of papers upon the mysterious sounds that had been heard in Belgium. July, 1892, heard near Brie, by Dr. Riemekers, of Antwerp detonations at regular intervals of about 12 seconds, repeated about 20 times. August 5, 1892 near Dunkirk, by Professor Gerard, of Brussels for reports like sounds of cannons. August 17, 1893 between Ostend and Ramsgate, by Professor Gerard a series of distinct explosions state of the sky giving no reason to think that they were meteorological manifestations. September 5, 1893 at Middekerke loud sounds of remarkable intensity. September 8, 1893 English Channel near Dover by Professor Gerard an explosive sound. In Seal et Terra, 16-485, M. van den broke records an experience of his own. Upon June 25, 1894, at Louvat, he had heard detonations like discharges of artillery, he tabulates the intervals in a series of sounds. If there were signaling from some unknown region over Belgium, and not far from the surface of this earth, or from extramundane vessels, and if there were something of the code-like, resembling the Morse alphabet, perhaps, in this series of sounds, there can be small hope of interpreting such limited material, but there may be suggestion to someone to record all sounds and their intervals and modulations, if, with greater duration, such phenomena should ever occur again. The intervals were 4 minutes and 23 minutes, then 3 minutes, 4, 3 quarters, 3 and 3 quarters, 3 quarters.